Hey, my loves, it's your girl Corey Love, and I am back. So, this is not your ordinary Carefree Cinema Conversations. Tonight, I'm doing a very limited series called Road to the Role. Okay. I had conversations with individuals that are, auditioning and traveling to get to the roles that they want in films. And some of the conversations are so mind-blowing. I'm like, you know what? I should do a series. So I decided I'm gonna do Road to the Role. So the young lady that I'm gonna have on tonight, she really does a lot and travels. So she, of course, had to be the first guest, and I'm excited about this. So if this is your first time, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're a returning guest, you already know I got nothing but love for y'all for continuing to rock with your girl. So my platform is a positive space for all things Black independent film, and we're gonna get ready to get started. Your host, Corey Love. You already know that's me. So I'm gonna go right on in and bring in our guest. And she is, let me let y'all know in advance, okay? First of all, she is a wife. So, yeah, she's married. All right. And she is an amazing nurse. I've seen her in action. And of course, the beautiful action, Be the Dawn. What's up, Lee?
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good. I am great. What about yourself?
I am great.
Good, good. I am so glad to have you here. I think this is something that's very important because a lot of people think getting to the role is easy, but.
Right.
I know that you can attest to this, that it is not. So, first of all, let's talk about your name, Be the Dawn. Like, it's Dawn with two N's. Tell us a little bit about that name.
I just feel like B stands for Bianca, which is my first name. The Dawn just gives it girl, like, I'm that girl. So, I had to put two N's at the end of it because I'm that girl. Like, you need to understand.
I love that. I love that. I absolutely agree. You are the it girl. Listen, I should have added fashionista too because you be posting some fly outfits now. I should have added that. So if you don't know Bianca, of course, like I said, she is an upcoming actress. You can follow her on Instagram at b.thedawn. And remember, that's the Dawn with two N's, okay? Now, you know that this is a special series, and we want to talk about just get into, like y'all young people say, the bag. And you travel, you do a lot to get to this bag. Now, I want to get the number correct. I don't want to say a few films or one or two films. Tell us the number of films you've already appeared in.
I have appeared in 11 films so far in my acting career.
11. And when did you get started?
4 months ago.
4 months and already been in 11 films.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about, first of all, how did you get started doing this? Because you're a nurse.
Right.
So how did you get into acting?
So y'all, I'm going to be really like really honest with you guys. Nursing was always something that I wanted to do, but it was not a career that I wanted to do. Acting, like being on camera, social media is something that I just completely love to do. So I was like, why not try it? I researched for different acting classes, and that's the first start. Make sure you guys like research acting classes, like to get some tips, because you don't know everything going in fresh. So I researched some acting classes, and I want to give a big shout out to MFAA Moolah Alumni Association. They really did come through with the acting class. And I went all the way to Detroit, y'all. Drove 14 hours for that, okay?
How long?
14 hours.
Okay. So you stopped and slept, like, in between? Or
nah, I went straight to it.
Nah, you the Dawn for real.
Yeah.
Because, baby, my limit is 8 hours.
Yes, I drove straight through. Yes.
And I just want to shout out Moolah as well, because that is the first production that I actually did my first movie premiere with, was with Moolah. So shout out to them for always like putting this on the map. That's so dope. I'm excited about that. Which film are you in with them? I know you have a lot that haven't released as well. So we can talk about those to an extent. I know how that is. So which ones are you coming out in for them?
As of right now, McGraw-Ave season 3.
Girl, that's you, child. That's me, honey. Okay. Yes. Listen, what I was going to say, you also just came out in The Landlord. So this is one that I know for sure is out. Mm-hmm. And so, okay, get into that role. Let's talk about it, because that's what we really focus on. Right. When you went in for, how do you choose the roles that you want to go out for?
I honestly look at the descriptions, and if I don't understand, I always ask questions. I'm not a girl that feels comfortable with, like, certain sex scenes and being fully unclothed. I'm not a girl that does that, out of respect for myself and my husband. So I always double check. I always read over the role. If it's, you know, appropriate, then, and I feel like it's for me. If I can't feel like I can play that person, I can portray that character, I go for that role.
Good. Yes, I like that. And you are selective on the scenes that you choose.
I am.
Okay, very good. I love that even though that you're considered new, that you mm-hmm. still, you know, you don't just take it because you want a role. You're very selective in doing so.
Yes, that's the really hard part about it. Being a new actor, you don't come across a lot of roles. So everything that thrown at you, you just want to take yeah. because you're new and you want to get your face out there. But all roles, not good roles. So
wait, we gotta make sure we run that back. What you say?
All roles, not good roles.
All roles, not good roles. All money and good money. So I love that you said that. Being selective in choosing your roles. Thank you for putting that out there, because I think a lot of people need to understand that for sure. Now, you've done 11 films. That means you've done 11 auditions, right?
I have not done 11 auditions. I have got calls too, but I have auditioned a couple of times.
Oh, how many auditions? Well, can you, if you remember off the bat?
About 8.
That's still a lot.
Yeah.
8 auditions. Now, which one of these auditions you walked into and you like, I know I got this, so it's whatever.
Money Over Boys, which is coming soon. Make sure y'all get tickets to the premiere if you're in Detroit. Or if you want to fly out, it's going to be August 10th.
August 10th. Shout out to Mob Diva. They are coming out with Money Over Boys. And what's your role in that?
I am a lead role. My name is Yana.
Oh my God, that's awesome. What made you know you were gonna get that role?
The character fit in me. She was like, you know, fit. She was bossy, cute, and on her stuff. Like, she just knew that whatever she wanted, she can get, and it can go how she wanted to go. So I just knew it was me because it's the done. Why not?
Period. So you bossy then. Okay. We got that. That's why you're the don. You know, you at the top. You run it all. I absolutely love that. So we're going to stop for one very quick second and give a shout out to our sponsor for today, which is being sponsored for Be the Don. I keep trying to call you Bianca, but it's Be the Don. Okay, so shout out to Get Whipped by Miracle, the company's Whip Factory LLC out of Shreveport. So if you in Shreveport and you want to get your hair done, you want to get touched up, they look real good, make sure you check them out at whipfactoryllc.as.me to book your hairstyle. Okay. At least now I know somebody to come out there too when I do. Y'all know I don't really wear wings, but I know. Just having the information is important.
Yes.
Now, with you traveling 14 hours, tell us about what you did that day. Like, how early did you start the adventure during the trip?
So, y'all, when I know that I'm preparing for a trip that's 14 hours, I always try to plan ahead to be there a day before I have to film or do anything just to get myself settled in. I always leave early around 5 or 6 in the morning. That way I can get there that same day, just that night, like probably around 8, 9 at night. I always get there, you know, later on that day. So it's not like I'm not getting there at 1 or 2 in the morning. I'm still kind of driving through the daylight. So I just kind of plan my day. Everything I have to do before that, I do it days before. And then I rest the day before I get on the road. And then I just drive through. And it's not bad because on the road, I just stop like twice to get gas. And the adventure is really nice. The scenery, that's another good thing. It's coming. You can see so many different states and all of that. I really like it.
Okay, so you travel from your home city to Detroit.
No, I stay in Oklahoma, so most of the time I'm driving from Oklahoma to Detroit.
Do you ever fly to Detroit?
I have, but I just feel like driving is more coming for me only because I like to get where I want to go on time. I like to have my own stuff. I don't like to wait on people when it's time to go. They want to talk and yep, I'm ready to go. I just like to have my own stuff.
Yeah. You know, it's always that one person on the plane that's trying to talk, like, yo, I'm trying to sleep. What's
Yes.
up with that? What with this journey, what has been like your worst experience?
Driving or acting?
Both.
Driving, I would say, the worst experience, I would just say like the rain. When it's I don't like to drive in the rain, so when it's like raining like through each state, it's very confusing. Like it's so irritating because it's like when is it gonna stop raining? Like one time I had to drive the full 14 hours and it like four states it rained the whole time. So it was very draining. I was like, okay, should I just stop in like at a hotel and go to sleep? Because I really don't like driving in the rain and rain really
Rain,
makes me sleepy. Yeah. Acting wise, I feel like the worst thing that have happened to me, really nothing other than sexual, like I feel like it's like a I don't want to say
open market.
yeah I don't want to say that. I just want to say like it's when you see, I know the type of the body I have, I know what I look like, and it's fine to look, it's fine to compliment, but it's a certain extent you go, and I far go way too far.
Yeah, I understand. And that could be really, I guess, frustrating because
Yes.
that's not what I'm here for, you
Right.
know? So, what advice would you give someone on handling that?
Honestly, what I do is in a respectful way, I just tell them like I'm not comfortable with the situation, I'm not comfortable with the conversation, or I'm not comfortable doing this role if I'm offered the role that way. I'm just very honest. Just always be honest and upfront. Because if you take something, like if you take a role or you're not honest with them, they're gonna feel like you're comfortable with it. So when you're
Doing
doing
it.
it, you're gonna be uncomfortable and not performing your best because you really don't want to do it. And they're gonna be looking like, why are they not performing? But it's because you took something that you didn't want to do. So I just say always be honest and upfront, whether you want the role or not.
And what I love about you being honest, regardless, is even though that you're just starting, it's like, listen, this is what I'm coming with, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm not doing. And you've been getting the roles.
Yes.
So the strategy works.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I don't think a lot of people realize that, but it does work. Let's shout out to your viewers. Anitria says, good job, B. Stay true to yourself. I agree 100%. Katrina says, I love this. Great job. And Latasha, thank you, Latasha, for sharing my post. She says, great job, my queen B. Keep it classy, huns. Exactly. Keep it classy. Let them know. Listen, I'm coming with this, and that's it. Now, I don't want to say what's your favorite one so far, but let's just say this. What is your favorite film? Not any that you've been in, just in general.
I'm kind of into TV series, so I would say like Sisters or the team on Tyler Perry Films.
Oh,
Other
okay.
than that, I like Diary of a Man Black Woman that he produced as well.
Okay. All right. Awesome. And if you guys that are viewing have any questions, please drop your questions in the comments so that I can ask, and B will be able to see it as well. And if you're also viewing, make sure that you share this out with your audience so that they can get to know her and she can, you know, get some more roles on these films. Now, with you being a nurse and doing filming, where do you see yourself, or yeah, where do you ultimately see yourself, your end goal?
I want to be a full-time actress. That's my goal, to be a full-time actress, a full-time great actress.
I like that. You said great, not just an actress.
Yes.
Now, what I know you said that you've taken classes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you would encourage people to do, like, immediately? Like, don't just go into auditions?
Honestly, I would say yes, only because some of the strategies and tips they give you, you need those. Like, before I took the Moolah acting class, I did not know anything other than, okay, you got to go in and they give you a script, you got to read it out. I didn't know that you have to, you know, tap into that character and make it yourself first. I didn't know that it's different ways you can do it. You can add on to the script if the you know, production company is okay with it. You can make it your own. I didn't know that, like, the way you stand, the way you look, the way you talk, your facial expressions, everything plays a part in acting. Like, your whole body language plays a part in acting. Everything plays a part in acting. You don't know that until you go somewhere professional, I would say, and get those tips.
Awesome. And again, like she said, Moolah Actors Association, right?
Yes.
Moolah, I know it's MUFAA or something like that.
MFAA, yeah.
MFAA, all right. So make sure you check them out. That's who she used. And within 4 months, she's gotten 11. She's been in 11 films. How many are out right now?
Just one.
Hey, so we got like 10 more to look forward to you coming in. I'm excited the most about Mobb Divas, I think, because I've been on that journey with you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, I'm really excited about that one. I can imagine you too, because you're the lead.
Yes.
So you got to come in there at that premiere with the dress, your entourage. What's up?
Yes.
I cannot wait. I think that's going to be amazing. And Mobb Diva herself is just amazing. So congratulations to you and the team for that.
Thank you.
What piece of advice, since you've been on this journey, have you been given as it pertains to acting that it's stuck with you since you started?
Be yourself. Please be yourself. Do not pretend to be like somebody else, because the person you pretend to be like is who they portray you as every audition you walk in. And if you can't carry that in every audition, it's a different person. Everybody's seeing a different person. So I just feel like you should just be yourself, act yourself, because at the end of the day, you, and nobody else can tell you that you're not yourself. So please be yourself. That's very important.
I love it. Be yourself. That's huge. That is big. I really, really like that. All right, so we're going to cut again real quick, and we're going to shout out Whip Factory LLC. If you want to get your hair whipped in Shreveport, make sure you check them out on Instagram as well, Whip Factory_. She gonna whip up some miracles, okay, on your hair. So make sure that you check her out on Instagram or visit the website and just go right on ahead and book. All right, now we're getting down to it. You ready for the game? Because you know my show always has a game at the end. I don't share that first. You just kind of get thrown into it. But before we jump into that, what else can we look forward to from B? Because, yeah, what else can we look forward to?
I just say look forward to greatness. Look forward to a great actor, your favorite actress. I say look forward to all my new films that's coming out, because no role is too small for me. So I got big, little, all the roles that I've done are big to me, because being a new actor in those many roles in such a short amount of time, I just feel like it's so amazing, and I'm so blessed and appreciative that every room I walk in, somebody tell me that I'm a star. I'm going to be a star. So that just gives me the opportunity and the strive to keep going. So I just say, look forward to me. Look forward to this face, this beautiful face, because y'all ain't going to stop seeing me. And, you know.
I love it. And I love that you said, I love more than anything you just said in that in those sentences. No role is too small.
Yes.
Right? And that's a big thing, because a lot of people think you have to have a lot of lines. Me personally, I don't want a lot of lines. But I really love that you said that, so people can understand and know. Were you ever an extra, or you just write straight into acting?
Oh, okay. I was an extra in about three films. I've been an extra in about three films. And honestly, only one of those films, I didn't have lines. The other two extras, I end up picking up at least one line, two lines, three lines.
I just think it's so huge. Like 11 films in 4 months, whether it's two lines, three lines, to me, just going on that journey and doing it is huge. So shout out to you for that. Rolanda says, we love you. And Latasha says, congratulations. We love you, B. And there's some other people that are on. Y'all show her some love so that she can know that you are here. I'm looking at my laptop. So if I'm looking down, I'm not ignoring you. Now, if you're not already following, make sure that you follow B to Dawn on Instagram and B Uncle Taylor on Facebook. Like she said, look out for her. If you guys have any questions, I'm going to do the game. And then if I see your questions, we can always ask it. Is there anything special that you want to leave the audience with?
Just thank you guys so much for supporting me and tuning in. And yeah, just thank you.
And you, I must say that you have the support, because I think your flyer has been shared like a lot. Yeah. I've seen people share my flyers, but like just your tribe itself shared it out a whole lot. And just knowing that when you looked for a sponsor, so many people responded. And hey, you don't only have to sponsor Bianca. You could just sponsor the show in general, okay? So we always looking for sponsors, just like we have the sponsor tonight. Get whipped. I keep wanting to call it get whipped. Just like we had Whip Factory LLC tonight sponsor the show. We always looking for sponsors, and there are perks to it. So you can visit my website, www.thecoryloveshow.com. And again, I also want you to make sure that you follow Bianca at b.thedawn, two n's at the end. And also on Facebook at Bianca Taylor. Now, we didn't stream from Instagram tonight, but we'll share little clips on there so that people can be aware of you. And you can go back and watch this on YouTube at Corey Love TV, or you can also watch it here on Facebook. Again, thank you so much for being a part of my show. I get excited about everyone, and I haven't been live in a while. So thank you so much for being my first guest while I'm back. We are proud of you and love you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Courtney says, I be smiling the whole time. Proud, proud, proud of you. I just love the support. Y'all keep supporting her, okay? I'm going to tell you, like I always tell, don't forget the little people when you get up there. I don't want to be trying to get to your assistant. I know your number. I want to talk to you, okay? But I want to congratulate you as well, because I've seen your journey. I've seen how you go for what you want.
Yeah.
And that's determination. It's huge. And like you said, you don't look down on any role, but she's not taking no sex role. She married. Okay. And that's her choice. I'm not saying people that marry that do that, it's a problem, but this is her choice. She choose not to. So thank you so much. And so as y'all already know, if you've watched my show, ready?
I'm ready.
So I always do, like I've been doing, what is it called? Name that line, but a lot of people don't know the lines in the movies. So I always get stuck with, would you rather? So I'm going to just ask you a few things so we can get to know a little bit about you.
Okay.
Outside of the filming world. So you ready?
Yes.
So you know the routine. I'm going to ask you, would you rather A or B? You're going to say A or B. And you can choose to explain why, or you don't have to explain why, just so we can know.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
He looks so nervous. It's not bad. It's good. It's cute.
Okay.
Would you rather Glorilla or Sexy Red?
Glorilla.
Would you rather have the ability to be invisible or to read people's minds?
Invisible, I feel like. Maybe. Yeah, invisible. I can hear them.
And they can't see you, right?
Yeah.
Would you rather have a 1 minute conversation with your 13-year-old self or your 18-year-old self?
13-year-old self.
13. All right. Would you rather an hour conversation with Angela Bassett or a supporting role with Viola Davis?
Oof. That's hard.
Like, which one would be lasting, do you think?
Angela Bassett.
The conversation, yes. Okay. Would you rather be a teenager in a film or a stripper?
Oh. A stripper. I'm not, I don't think I can portray a teenage, so.
Your personality too strong?
Yeah.
Would you rather live in single or Martin?
Live in single or who?
Martin.
Martin.
Yeah. Would you rather visit New Orleans for Mardi Gras or Brazil for Carnival?
Brazil.
Would you rather seafood boil or lemon pepper wings?
Seafood boil.
Would you rather play board games or spades?
Board games.
Would you rather be on a dating show or a survival show?
Survival show.
Would you rather have a pot? And this is a touchy one. I always ask my guests to take like a few seconds to think about it, because I've seen where people have gotten emotional, but it's not meant for you to get emotional. It's kind of meant for you to just think about like where you would want to be. Would you rather have a pause or a rewind button in your life?
Pause or rewind.
It's always a tough one.
Yes. Rewind.
Rewind?
Yes.
You want to elaborate or no?
I just feel like if I rewind, I can do a lot of things that I have done better.
Okay. All right. And Rolanda West also agrees. She said rewind. Rolanda, let us know why you would want to rewind button instead. I don't know. That is such a tough one. Sometimes I don't know which one I would want as well.
But, yeah.
I just wanted to share something really quick. But it's not working. I wanted to share a clip of you in The Landlord, which I thought was hilarious. Because if you guys haven't seen The Landlord, it's a Shoe Lady Productions. Make sure you check out The Landlord. Okay, the reason why I'm saying, I'm going to share a clip of it. Just watch it. Watch it. And when you watch it, do me a favor. Send me a screenshot or send Bianca a screenshot. Like, you need to know that you watch it for real.
Yes. Okay?
And let's talk about, let's come back together and talk about her role if you choose to. I think it'll be cool. Anitria said, Angela Bassett and Viola Davis is a hard one because both are such great actresses.
Yes.
It will be an honor to get the opportunity to meet both.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. They're definitely so amazing.
They are.
And so are you, girl, because people can talk about you like that. They can talk about you like that.
Yes.
Because they already are. You know, it's so crazy. You just got that role in Texas, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, Rena is my girl. That's my sister. That's my little sis. Like, that's my baby, right? Yeah. So she said to me, sis, why you tell me you know Bianca? I'm like, oh, Bianca. She said, Bianca, she can't. I said, you talking about my niece? She's talking about, that's your niece? Listen, she put in for this role, and we looked at her stuff, and we went to her page, and they said it was something that you did, and they were like, oh, we want her. We don't care.
Yes.
We want her. I was like, for real? You got to ask her. Ask her what made you choose
me. She told me, she said, I officially, I initially submitted for to be a bottle girl.
Yeah.
And she viewed it and she was like, I viewed it and me and my team were like, when I looked at your page, they was like, bottle girl, So she was like, I went to your YouTube And she was like, after I watched a few, she was like, I just knew you had it. She was like, it was all there. She was like, it was all there. She was like, it was no ifs and buts about it. She was very excited, and I'm excited to play the role. It's a really big role, y'all. I'm super excited. Y'all gonna love me in it. I cannot wait to come out.
I know. I'm so, it is so excited. Good. It is for so you. Good. Yes, it is. She was like, when she read it, she just said, "Oh, baby." When I tell you, seriously, from the bottom of my heart, like, I've seen you. I've seen it, and I just know that you're gonna be amazing. So keep being great. Don't let anybody else, I mean, I know you're not gonna let anybody stare you the wrong way or tell you anything different. You're amazing. You're the Dawn, double N, period.
Double N, so two N's.
Just know this, okay? Is there anything you wanna leave the audience with? I think you did already. If you want to, you can tell them again.
I did, but I also wanna just say, y'all, if y'all got dreams, if it's anybody on here wanna be an actress or actor, or just not that, anything, like, go for it. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't feel like, don't let somebody else overpower you and tell you, oh, that's not, if you want to do it, go for it. I feel like I jumped up, I went, and I ran with it. So I feel like if it's something you want to do, don't hold back on it. You got this. Stay strong. And y'all, we all going to be successful.
Oh, man. I should have just gave you the screen for that, because that was so amazing. You think you can do it again?
No.
That's all right. I'm going to make it work, because that was very, very touching. Oh, my God. And you guys, if you haven't already grabbed your independent actor shirt, make sure you grab it on my website. If you want a code, we could create a code so that you can what is it? A discount code, but make sure you grab independent actor. It has all the ingredients to how amazing you guys are. Okay. So again, I'm your girl, Corey Love of the Corey Love Show. If you're not already following, make sure you follow me. Do me a favor, share this out with someone who's also in the industry so that they can probably eventually be a part of my show. I'm also going to be doing articles on individuals in the film industry. So make sure, even if they don't make it on the show, like Bianca said, it doesn't matter what role it is. So whether you're on the show or you're in the article, you're still going to be noticed. Okay. So make sure you check us out, and don't follow Be The Dawn at B.The Donn and on Facebook at Bianca Taylor. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and I'll see you on Thursday. Good night. Everyone's saying bye. They're waving.